started today on a brand new
our
series
kids can maybe
of lessons to your class
about the revelation
of God. Slowly, the revelation
organized.
Of God, how God revealed himself or made himself
Amen.
Known
young
to us
very
in various
orderly,
ways.
Very organized, very calm.
God
very
has excited. Revealed himself in a number of ways
to humanity.
Amen. And
so
then everybody else say
we're
amen.
Going to
study about how God revealed
now,
himself.
I'm glad I'm more than a conqueror.
By fire.
Revealed himself.
Amen. You know, our young people are conquerors.
We're more than conquerors. Hallelujah.
Our focus thought
Amen.
By God's design.
Thank you for the background there.
Moses first studied God as he revealed himself in fire.
That was interesting, wasn't
Amen.
It?
Amen. I never could find a button on
we'll
that
talk
thing.
To Moses about that one of these days.
And I think that
I
was
trying
an
to turn it off the other day.
Conversation.
Amen.
I thought it had a spirit. And then our focus Amen. Verse comes from the third chapter of Exodus, verse 2.
Found an off switch.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto
Amen.
Him.
We're
going to
read tonight from
the
book of Genesis.
Of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with
why
fire.
Why don't we start with
but the bush was not
with
consumed.
The first chapter.
Our text
verse
today
28 comes
I'm
from
sorry,
the
26
Exodus,
chapter
3
down to verse 28
verse
chapter,
1 through verse 6
Genesis
again,
chapter
verse
1
verse 26 verse
now Moses 26. Kept the flock of Jethro
God
his
said let us make man in our image after our likeness
and he
let them
the
have dominion over the fish
the
of the sea and over the,
of the desert
fowl of the air and over
came
the cattle
to the mountain
over all
of
the
God
earth
even unto Horeb
over every creeping thing that creepeth
and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. So God
in
created man in his own image
out of the midst of a bush.
In the image
looked,
of God
created he
the
him.
Bush burned with fire. And the
male
bush
and female
consumed.
Created he
and
them.
Moses
and God
said,
blessed them.
I will now turn
God
aside
said unto
and
them,
see
be fruitful and multiply.
Why,
and
the
replenish the
burnt.
Earth and subdue it.
And
when the Lord saw that he
fish
turned
the
aside
sea,
the fowl of the air,
God called unto
every
him
living
out of the midst
thing
of the bush
that
said,
moveth upon
Moses,
Moses,
the earth.
And he said, here
Amen.
Am I.
Amen. I want to talk to us
and
tonight
he said, draw
about
hither,
put off thy shoes from
family.
Off thy feet. For
Amen.
The ground whereon thou standest is holy ground.
I want to be a strong family.
Moreover, he said, we're going to apply this tonight to our individual families.
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac,
we're going to apply this to
the
Jacob
family.
And Moses hit
because the principles that we find
was afraid.
In the word of the Lord
look
will apply
God.
Both to us as
Amen.
Individuals
All right,
and
the
to the church
you.
Body.
Seated.
We want to learn how to not to be strong. Everybody say, let's be strong.
Amen. I want a strong family. How
God
about
existed.
I'm telling you, the world needs
in the
strong
beginning,
families
that was.
In this hour.
Genesis
Amen.
Begins,
we can have them. God wants us
statement in the beginning.
To have strong families. We're going to talk about some biblical
God.
Principles tonight.
And then
we
strengthen
your family
after
and
exist.
God bless you, and you may be seated.
You know, the Bible just
sociologist
really
and historian Carl Zimmerman
what we need now.
1947 did a comparative study of American culture
what God's going to
and
do
others that had deteriorated and declined.
I really don't.
He made 11 comparisons.
He's got
he
has
the history
some of the
with
things
us.
That
in the Bible
Dr. Zimmerman
God's history with you and
found
me.
In decaying society.
What he did before this,
and
we just don't know.
All the things he's going to do after
first
this,
was increased in rapid.
All that really matters
causeless.
Is what's happening right now,
as far as
divorce.
I'm concerned, because this is what concerns us.
It's what God is doing
on the planet Earth right now.
It's never been easier.
God's pretty
America.
Great, you know that.
And it's never
somebody
been
that
present.
Can do everything that he's done.
Second
when
decreased number of children
as a word.
Population decay
awesome.
And increased public.
And so God created
everything
parents
that
and
exists.
And the Bible says he just
it's
did it
apply.
With the word. He just spake it into existence.
Elimination
now,
of the real
not
meaning
only did he
create
of the marriage
everything.
Ceremony,
but he maintains everything.
He didn't just make it and then leave it alone. He maintained.
I've had the experience of
and
people
you know,
stopping
pretty
by
interesting.
Want to use
this,
church
this,
for their wedding.
Universe that we're a part
wasn't
of
from here, never been here, never planned
awesome
to be here
place.
Again.
And God
they wanted us to use our air and our electricity and our facilities free.
And then God maintains all
and then
the
think
earth.
Nothing of spending $5,000 on
that's
the park.
A pretty big job right there. I can't even take care
where's
of
the priorities?
It gets ahead of me real often. Anybody else ever had that problem?
If I could keep a lawnmower,
popularity of pessimistic doctrines
but they keep
about the early
problems. Anybody ever lawnmower problem? Brother Fry,
if you and
broke
I
the belt
took
on
a history class,
so
today,
I got a new one.
We wouldn't
get it put on one day. And then that other one is still not working.
The history that I was taught,
some more, so.
And most of you were
isn't
taught.
Isn't that great?
And the history that's been taught today are two very different.
I got to push more. It works, but I don't want to work it.
The founders of our nation
so,
are being torn apart.
May I have to get Brother Hart over there with his tractor. That'll work.
Travesty.
He's been
breaking down of most of the inhibitions.
And so,
but God maintains all this.
Not all, and he maintains us.
That's all right.
You're just one heartbeat away from meeting him.
Revolts against parents and parenthood.
You're just one breath
more difficult
away from
to raise children.
God maintains everything.
I think that's
and
wise.
So he's pretty awesome that he,
rapid
he
rise
can do all of what
spread.
He's done.
Of juvenile delinquents
have the relationship with us that,
Martin,
that
how many
he
young people
have.
We really
prisons today. How many prisoners
have a whole lot to do with this
as far as initiating? God initiated our relationship.
Common acceptance of all forms.
Wasn't he said? He said, of sexual
you have
perverse.
Not chosen me.
These
but I
are
have chosen you.
The.
I've heard people say, "Well, I'll
comparisons
come to God when I get ready." And
characteristics
my that is really how you going to do that?
Happen to nations.
How are you going to
fail
him?
You can only
in our
find
nation,
God where he
is on
himself.
The breath.
You can only find God where he chooses to
that
make
we can
himself
bring
known.
Back.
Otherwise, he's
but
invisible and you can't find him.
I'm not a pessimist.
That he
I
can be everywhere
realist.
And yet you don't know he's there.
And if something doesn't
and yet
change,
he can make himself so
we're going past the return point. We'll not be able to get it back.
That he can overwhelm you.
It's anybody got to happen.
And have you been so happen. Overwhelmed with the presence of God? It was just, it was startling. It was astounding.
Here, but
amazing
tonight,
how God, and sometimes
a spouse,
it feels like
a political
him, and other
person
times,
or
he just
party, but I'm
over.
Just going to say.
For the power of his presence.
And so, but he comes at his discretion.
You better be
ours.
Real careful who you cast your vote
and
for.
And yet, he seeks to have this wonderful relationship
we
with
are in
people.
A precarious
as and a nation. He does that.
A very precarious.
God has revealed himself
situation.
To the creation. I think that's pretty marvelous.
Families.
I'm not sure how
the United
people
States
can,
America
can
best study
the universe.
In great detail,
and know it in great detail.
I would have to say that the majority,
and then
of
to say that there is no God, that is
functional.
I don't know how you could say that. It's just astounding.
He said
that that you could look at such precision and such
but
organization.
We can make a difference,
and how everything comes together,
family.
How it's maintained, and we
and
can teach other
well
people that just
have
accidents.
If
you
had
come from a strong family, that's all right.
If I had an accident,
I can teach you how
and
to
I've
have
never
one.
Had a good one yet.
The Bible tells
every
us
every accident
how to
I've ever been involved in
may have
some
backbone
and make it,
it didn't
happen.
Make a miracle.
Things were
yes.
worse.
Amen.
Well, after
that's
the accident, they were when it started.
Yeah, amen.
And yet, here we are.
Standing. Amen.
So let's look first of all at the first family.
Marvelous detail.
God created
came out of that chaos.
Adam and Eve,
and,
didn't
he? And that's how it all happened.
Right?
Well,
Adam and
I've just
Eve.
Never seen that happen before.
Male and
it makes a whole lot more sense to
female.
Me that
there's a
creator,
there's a creation,
them, and that never changed.
And
if there's organization,
hasn't
there's
changed
an
today.
No matter how much,
amen. That just makes more
political
sense
pressure.
And,
no matter
and
how much,
a lot more reasonable.
The
so I believe that God
in culture wants to accept it. God created them, male and female.
I believe it's a happenstance.
And the only way that human beings can ever reproduce
is
to
male
preserve
and
life,
female
on this planet.
There
right
is
now,
no
planet,
other way.
God
been
specifically
as far
created
as we know,
that men
the only
and women
right
should form families.
They're looking at Mars, but
amen.
So
I knew
we did a study a few years ago. Our government did on what makes
life.
A family. I'll tell you what makes
it
a family.
Some interesting things being discovered.
A husband
so far,
and a wife.
It doesn't sustain
a man
life.
And a woman.
We couldn't live up there.
That's what makes a family.
No, two men cannot make a family.
There's no way we can do that.
Yet God made a plan.
Two women cannot make a family
without spacesuits.
They can live in the same house.
Did you read about that guy this week? But they cannot make a family.
Out of a space capsule, 96,000
They can make a mockery of a marriage, but they cannot make a family.
And survive.
They cannot make a family.
Isn't that something?
Just a male
took
and a female.
Took him 13 minutes to fall.
God created he them. Now, he you know, there's a move in our society to get rid of God.
Otherwise,
and this is
die.
Why. Because they don't want to live according to his
statutes. He didn't learn his lesson.
That's
he's
the reason
they
want
to get rid of God.
That's why they want to take him out of schools.
Well,
I read today, and I don't know the guy, but apparently there was a man. What was his name?
But we don't even have to have a spacesuit,
Brother Hart.
Something nigh the science guy.
You just look at my mug. I look at your mug.
Yeah.
And he come out this.
I've had people tell me Halloween's over.
And he was telling us that we should not teach children about creation.
I just assumed they were joking. And so
it's not
but
religion.
We can
it's
walk
okay
around and
to teach religion, but don't teach your children that this was created. If it was a little bit further from the sun, or
he said you need to teach
the sun,
them that wouldn't be
evolution. If the earth were to slow down a little bit or speed up a little
why?
Bit, we wouldn't be able to survive.
I don't want to teach
but
my
because
children
he made it just exactly right.
I don't want to teach them deception.
We can live on this planet
that we're on.
He said
so
we got to teach them science.
Made everything
well,
just
science.
Right.
I love the way God does
that. Some man's
you know,
idea.
I read about this.
That has
been proven false.
Kind of
time,
to me.
And pretty
time,
interesting that,
and time,
that God made
and
water
time
he's never had to make any more. But in order to get rid of
the
God,
water
you've
that
got
you're drinking today is the same water that Adam and Eve drank.
You've got to have some explanation
just been
for why this happened. There's
time.
Only two
that's
cool? accepted in our
I
world. One's evolution, and the other was in the beginning
down here.
God created.
We use it.
It's the only
and
two.
And he sucks it back up.
Amen.
Recycles it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Nye, but I'm glad they're going to teach my children God created
all this.
And we still have using the same
and so,
water. He made them male and female.
God,
the Bible
he was
blessed
them. Recycling a whole long time before. We
God did. Said to them, "Be fruitful."
And he knows how to make all that
and
work.
Multiply.
It's just awesome finish the what earth. God can do.
And God commanded
and
men
and
women to have families, children.
Right.
That was his command.
All the gas mixtures. Right.
What do we see in the world today?
I learned this.
We see people not wanting to have children.
A few years ago, that
we
you know
see
what happens
government's
if your
limiting
level gets
the amount of children we can have.
You can't
we see them. Social engineers.
And don't take much.
You know who promotes
just
Planned Parenthood?
Just a few
abortion.
Percentage points.
You're breathing, but it
the
don't
same
do
people
much good. That say that they want liberty for everybody.
Level
they
gets
want liberty.
Down about 87%
they want to control population.
Percent or 85%.
That's their goal.
You
feel like you're breathing,
the population.
But
you are breathing.
Because they're afraid
not helping
that we'll overpopulate the earth.
And, but they can give you a little
if you don't have faith in God, you're going
to
have fear.
Above 90%. Like to be
everywhere you turn,
you're
going to have something to be afraid of.
Then you feel a whole
we're
lot
we're not going to overpopulate the earth.
So I'm just telling you,
life's
the rapture is going to take place before then.
Really is.
But if you don't believe
just
in the rapture
degrees,
and you don't believe
other,
in God,
you're
going to be
trouble.
Full of fears.
But God
we won't
sustains
have room.
All of this.
We're going to all starve to
death. That's the point I'm trying to make.
The sun's going to burn
it's
out.
It's incredible how he does
we're going to use the full of the earth.
So Adam reveals so much just through his, our God revealed much through creation.
Full
then
of
through
fear.
Adam and Eve.
When you get God out of the picture, we can't
as
control
much as
this.
As I like animals, you're not.
God's controlling all of this.
You're much more than that.
You can have faith he's going to take care of.
I have two amazing dogs.
But see what there. Happens when you remove God from the picture.
Yeah, I'm always learning things.
You've got to control everything yourself.
And, they don't seem to learn much from me, but I learn a lot from them. I'm not sure what that says.
He said
but anyway.
To subdue it, talk about the earth.
But we're different.
And have dominion.
We're very different.
And
we're not at
we
all
do.
The same.
It's amazing
God
that
gave humanity
you know, a person
a
on the back
order
of a horse that's
no doubt about
much
it.
Larger and much stronger.
And we have capacity
teach that little horse to
that
stand up
don't
and
have.
Back up and turn around and do all kinds of things.
And so God
amazing.
Used Adam and Eve to reveal a lot of that.
Just you've ever been
the
to
fact that they were different
well,
and all of the life.
Sea life show where
and,
they can
then
make
of course,
a big whale.
I mean, the thing he starts swimming
decisions.
And the water rises about 3 feet.
And the right decisions and wrong
a lot
decisions.
Of
they made some right ones. They made
and
some
watch
wrong
him
ones.
Jump out of the water.
Here's
something
we've been
nearly 7,000 years or somebody's family is talking about that one mistake that Eve made.
That's
pretty amazing.
Back on one of your mistakes.
It's pretty amazing. Some people actually get in there and ride them things.
Good thing it was her. If it hadn't,
it
might have been me. So I'm glad it was her.
She got it over with real quick.
You might lose something else.
Eight
fruit.
We'll just ride.
And we're still talking about it.
But we learned from the fall, didn't we?
But
we learned that
we
that we're accountable to God.
The Bible said we do.
And we learned that there's punishment.
Amen.
And so God created the first family. So we learned three valuable things from her mistake.
Chapter 2, verse 24.
It's kind of like a preacher that was preaching. And in
therefore
sermon,
shall a man leave,
the word
say leave, his father and his mother, and shall cleave, if I say cleave, unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
In your sermon.
Right. So there's two principles. Number one, you got to leave.
You said,
what there's not room in a marriage for more than two.
Said,
what did I say after that?
You said,
you can't bring your mama and your daddy into your marriage.
Hello?
He said, if I hadn't
said
britches, you can't bring your mama and your daddy into your marriage without causing a lot
of trouble. And what people may perceive to be not good.
Abraham taught us a lot. God revealed much to Abraham, did he not?
He gave him some promises. He made him
father of a nation. There's no room for your mom and daddy.
Father of a multitude.
When you leave,
God chose the lineage of Abraham. Close the door.
To invest his word in.
To
preserve
his word.
Stay out of it.
To establish a form of work.
Woo! You're preaching good, Brother Grissom.
Establish his identity.
You're going to teach us how to have a strong family here in
Abraham. And then God revealed a lot of things.
Amen. Every time you have a little argument and you start going back to mom and daddy,
God uses name to
reveal. Amen. You tell her she can't cook like your mom. Of course she can.
Which means the Almighty.
She's not your mama.
Then he simply calls himself.
Your mama's already taken. Forget it. Get over it.
The strong one. Or Elohim, which is the plural of El.
Amen. That's your wife.
Not the plurality of gods, but just a.
Amen. Don't compare him to your daddy.
God and all
just one daddy. Honor
Elohim,
but don't let him come in your marriage.
God, meaning. The strong one.
Amen. You didn't marry your daddy. You married
and
your
then,
husband.
And then you have Jehovah.
Amen.
Which is
I'm not talking about
name of
you
God
don't dishonor your mom and your father, but you stay out of your kids' problems
and self-sufficient.
And then the
Jehovah's
compound,
such as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is our healer. Jehovah Nessi, the Lord is our banner. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace, Jehovah Ra. The Lord is our shepherd, Jehovah Tzidkenu.
They may live in the same temple.
The Lord is our
okay,
righteousness, Jehovah Shammah.
The Lord is present.
God reveals certain attributes of his character.
Now you're on
all of these things.
You and God is revealing.
And your mate. But
you're,
we are.
You,
I want to talk today about
now.
God revealing himself through
you have your own life now.
So we leave. And then the Bible says, a good thing, isn't it?
When you're cleave,
that means you grab on and you hang on and you clutch
it helps
and
so
you
much.
Cling.
I mean, you freeze
amen,
to death
until you can't
fire.
Separate too.
I brother,
have been in a few times.
McLaughlin, the other few years ago at the men's conference, gave one of the greatest illustrations
of
marriage I've ever heard.
Finally, I got the fire going.
I was trying to explain marriage
and
divorce. Cold as children.
We cook with heat.
He said, I
now,
want you to get a red.
You say, well, I don't use fire. I use
construction paper and
hot.
A blue piece of construction paper and some glue, and I want you to glue them together.
And it's a different form, but it's still hot.
And they did.
And so we used that.
He said, that's what marriage
everybody
is.
Uses fire.
You're a man. You're going to keep being a man.
To our
please. And yet, you're a woman.
Now,
you keep being a woman.
What happens if it gets out of control.
One's blue, one's red. You're not the same. You're
I
different.
To,
but you compliment one another.
National
amen.
Parks
you complete one another.
Years ago,
so
you
year
put it
together.
I got there.
That's a marriage.
A wildfire.
You glue it together,
and it had to.
Because God intended to say, didn't know what
several
he said?
Thousand acres.
But God hath put together.
It was a. It was
let
a
no man put asunder.
But you know what?
By the
that's
time
God's
I got
plan.
There, a year later, stuff was growing.
So it's together.
Again. Amen.
It was.
Then,
it,
then he told his children. He said, "Now I want you to separate
standing
the
up
two.
There." As a
have you ever tried to separate
reminder
two pieces of paper
of
that were glued together?
And yet,
so all
you
the
can't get them apart.
Growth. Right.
Promise.
Every piece
what
is
I'm
going to
have
some
is
red
God
some
allows
blue.
Things in our lives sometimes.
You'll never
suffer loss. But if you'll just look around, there's some
you know why there's difficulties happen. In second and third marriages
and
oftentimes?
Good things are going to come if you'll just
because you're going to bring something out of that other relationship.
Some
this
good
relationship.
Things are going to come
can't
out
help
of what
it.
You thought.
You can't help it.
We do together with somebody.
Horrible.
And when you
now,
separated
sure
that relationship,
you, there now
you brought some
of
that into your, the
there,
next but, relationship.
But a lot of that's probably grown up, and you'd hardly even know they ever had.
And I think we're all adults here. I'll get a little plain here tonight.
And so it
but,
has its place.
The sexual union binds two souls.
From our viewpoint,
something that is the end.
Whether it's man
God
and wife or not,
in a whole different way.
So if a person goes out
Moses
and has
was the
sexual relations with somebody that's not their mate,
the
they bring part of that back into their marriage.
He was first, I never thought of him like that, but
That he was.
Shake it like this right here.
He can help me out here.
That's exactly where the Bible said they twain shall become
the first theologian of the Hebrew people.
Moses was. And that's why our society is so messed. Moses led a group of people.
So many have had so many relations.
They are so confused.
I read last week something.
They brought so much garbage and junk into their home, into their marriage. No wonder they can't make it. But I'm teaching you how to have a strong family.
That was the quartermaster. You know, he's in charge of supply.
And cleave.
And he did a report on what it would
take. One of the worst things you can do
to preserve Israel
is start talking about your marital problems,
especially
to a member of the opposite sex.
But one thing that he mentioned that I've never given thought to,
that you know when Israel crossed the Red
Sea, find somebody... If you're a man and you find a sweet little girl that'll listen to your problems,
the Red Sea,
tell you how bad you've got it,
the Lord dried up,
and how tough it is, you better watch out. You're setting yourself up.
Do you know how long it would have taken them?
If you're a woman and you find a male with a kind listening ear, you better watch out, because you're setting yourself up for a fall.
They had to do it in one night.
Amen.
So
yeah,
how many people had to march across at the same
time? They'll feel sorry for you.
And
you hear me and you hear me well. It won't be long before your emotions will move from your mate to that person.
Had to get across.
And after your emotions move, it won't be long before you will physically move.
So that was a pretty good sized gap the Lord put there.
That's exactly what happens to marriages.
Isn't that amazing?
Before people get physically involved,
our God's great,
they get emotionally involved.
Amen. Yes, he is. So Moses was the leader of these people.
And, well, it's quiet.
And
he
was able to leave and cleave.
To endure
a lot.
The Bible says they shall become one.
Anybody
that takes
ever
time.
Hear people complain?
That doesn't happen overnight.
You like complaining?
I'm not talking about doing it. I'm talking about hearing.
Everybody say communication.
The other side, you know.
You have to learn to communicate.
I read about a
do you like
they worked out the
complaining to you and accusing you when there's nothing you
the man
do about
said
it.
Honey, when I come home,
Moses put up with a
he said if I got my hat on backwards
a lot of
that means I had a bad
amazing
day.
What he put up with, he's pretty
and
amazing
I'm
going to
need
person.
A lot of TLC
and Moses
and the
is credited
said,
with writing
said, you come home and I got my apron on backwards.
We call it the
that
the
means
Pentateuch.
I had a bad
and
day
he wrote those
and
those
I'm
books
need a lot of TLC.
They had a good system.
And
until he came home,
they
with
contain,
backwards.
Of course,
he opened
the
Genesis
and
the
books.
Books.
And then
it
they had a problem
telling us about about creation begins with
but
the
but anybody that ever told and, you that marriage is 50-50
so how did Moses get
through
that? How did Moses receive?
The only way you're going to make it is 100 and 100. But if you'll give 100%, and your spouse will give 100%.
So in
then
the
you
first five
it.
Books of the Bible, Israel learned.
There'll
first
be
of
days
all
that you won't feel like giving, but 20.
Now, why does God
and your husband or your wife's going to have to
because
give 80?
Of what it does to us.
But then the next day, it may turn right around.
Amen.
And you may be the one that's going to have to give
if
more.
If your child has a disease,
learn to trust one another.
Then you're going to hate.
Learn to love one another. You learn where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are.
So God hates
who does better with what? You know, there are some men that can't control a checkbook.
That wants to deny.
Thank God if
things.
God gave you a wife that can control a checkbook.
Only the things.
I'm the
bad
man. I'll tell you what. I'm going to run to find it. Yeah, right into
so
the
God
ground
hates sin,
and then God blesses obedience.
If God gave you somebody
you're
with some better
God
sense,
blesses
by all means, turn the checkbook over to her.
Is that what you do with your kids?
Amen.
I hope so.
Lord, I'm just telling you some good
when
stuff
when your kids
tonight
do good, don't you do
Brother
good?
Grissom, how'd you get so smart? I've been married a long
what
time.
What happens if your kids don't know better?
38 years to that wonderful little lady over there.
Not so good.
And I know we've learned a lot. She's stronger in some things.
God requires blood sacrifice to atone for sin.
Amen.
And these are lessons.
And I respect my wife,
yes,
and I listen to my wife most of the time.
But knowing God and what He requires did not bring
when she's right, I always listen.
It took more than that.
But he did give them. They have the knowledge.
But amen.
We have
knowledge
is not enough.
Sometimes
so you
got to
leave
more
and believe
than
and
just
you do
knowing,
become one over
right
time.
Amen.
It takes time.
So God revealed the path
on being
to Moses.
One. Work on
unity.
And, one time Moses said
amen
to God,
and
he's pretty close to the Lord.
And you'll get there. Just
and one time
there
he said
work
to the Lord, he said,
learn
he said,
to give a little bit.
Show me
say,
your glory.
And God said,
amen.
Well, he said, you can't
now,
see my face.
You're not going to agree on everything.
Because no man can see me and
you never will agree on everything.
Apparently, there's a brilliance.
But learn what's important.
God, brilliance to God.
Learn what hills worth
that
dying
we
on.
As human beings are not able to endure. And that was
amen.
The case.
You may not like brains and eggs.
With Moses and God. The Lord told him, he said,
but
well,
if
you,
he likes brains and eggs,
you learn
how
to
cook them.
But
I don't
can't
eat
let you see my face because you can't handle it. You won't make it if you do. And so this is what happened.
Amen.
So Moses,
you know,
then
orange might not
the Lord
be your
takes him, and I,
like
this
orange,
is
that's okay.
I preach
God made
about
orange.
This, but I love this so much. He said to Moses,
amen,
that there is
there's
a place
things you learn to live
by
with
me. And then the Lord,
you
took
know, maybe,
him to this
maybe you grew up in a house where everybody parted
this,
their hair on the left
this,
side.
He does
this
his
crevice.
On the right side.
That's okay.
And
won't hurt anything. Let him part on the right side.
And
learn to love
and,
him.
And he puts Moses in this crevice in
there's
the Bible, and he
not
covered
really
him
important
with his hand.
You know what I'm talking about? We fight
as he
about
walks
some
by,
stuff.
He removes his hand, and Moses can
amen
see.
Sit down.
What God,
find out what makes
as
your
God passes by,
work.
He sees. The Bible says his hinder parts his back.
Somebody else. Oh, so and so.
And that's what
they
got
do.
To
well,
see.
That's well and good.
He didn't
and
get
if it's
to see
a good example,
God
and
he's going to do, but he saw
moment,
what God had
fine
already done.
But if you
I
choose to do it a different
that,
way,
that
that's
Moses
okay
is like a prophet. That sometimes
amen
God
you know,
allows a prophet to
well,
see
this is
what good
at our house,
happen.
But it may not
I believe
work at
God did that in reverse with Moses, allowed him to see what had already happened
about your house.
He allowed him to see creation. He allowed him to see things and hear
things.
From Adam and Eve all
and
the way
then,
through the patriarchs
the Bible says
that he wrote about in the
that
book
means
of
they
Genesis
were naked and not ashamed. They were open.
So the Lord allowed him to see
no
and to
secrets
hear things.
Nothing was hidden.
That brought him up to
they could
that particular time. So
they knew one another.
That's what we have
and
in the
in
book
time,
of Genesis.
You'll learn your spouse
have,
and you'll know. You'll
Moses
know what they're recorded
thinking. The Lord allowed him to know what the Lord allowed him to see.
By a tone of
so
voice.
So he saw some things and he
you'll
watched
know when to shut up.
And so we learn a lot from creation. And then the history
amen
of relations.
And you'll learn those things.
I'm
Brother
talking
Pugh
about strong
used
family
to say,
tonight, is all right?
He said relationships.
Amen.
The greatest
that's what
thing
the Bible says
about life.
All right. So we got the principle.
He said relationships
cleave
are the closest
unity
thing to heaven
and intimacy.
And the closest thing to hell.
Amen.
That a human being
now
can know.
Let me give you four
family
other from
that's
the book
true,
of Deuteronomy. Four other.
When you have a good relationship,
for
it's the greatest
family
thing. It's what makes life.
Deuteronomy, we
when
talked a little about this Sunday morning, but we did it from a different
that's
perspective.
What makes you
tonight I'm doing it from perspective of family.
That's what hurts you.
Deuteronomy
and
chapter 6.
And
we're familiar with these verses.
And, so
do you know the Deuteronomy was
called, very
the word Deuteronomy means second law.
And our relationship
it
with
was
God
given
God
right before Israel
has
was to go into the promised land.
And he wants
now remember,
to have a great relationship.
This is the second generation.
And so he gives us that history.
All of the first generation
that
knew about Egypt
had died off.
The law that God
and,
gave
through Moses
and all of those
to
that knew
had
and had
parts
knew the, a lot about
was ceremonial
things
law
God gave in the first law,
ceremonial
they
law
didn't
had to
know
do with
now
their worship.
So Moses gives
and
them the law
was
again
civil law.
But he's given it
our law
to a new generation right before
on the civil
they go into
a
pagan
to
land
them, the Ten Commandments. Just
they've been wandering around
how
in the wilderness
for
40
years.
And just a simple civil
and
law.
And now they're getting ready to go in
and possess the land and live in
doors
houses they didn't build and drink from
so
wells
civil
they didn't
law
dig
given
and, then,
and
eat from
course,
vineyards they didn't plant.
Law.
Those are the things that.
And so God,
Bible,
said, when you get in there, he said, here's
this,
some things I want
God
you to do.
Some things that he hated.
So he gives them four really important principles.
Matter of fact,
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1.
He said, it is an abomination.
Chapter 6, verse 1. Now these are the commandments,
boy,
the statutes, the judgments, which the Lord commanded
God said
to teach you that you might do them in the land where
so,
you go to possess it.
Then the
thou
Bible
mayest
tells
fear
things that God hates. Things that are abominable.
The Lord thy
God
to keep
like
all his statutes
much,
and commandments, which I command
I
thee.
I find some people
thou
want
shalt
to excuse it and say, well, that's in the Old Testament.
Let me find my thing here and I'll be able to.
I'm not sure that God changes hates that quickly.
To keep all the statutes and commandments
I
which
hate
I command you, that thou and thy son and thy
like
son shun all the days of thy life, and that thy
have
days
you
may be prolonged. The Bible said that thy days
I
may be prolonged.
Some things I just
God
maybe
was interested in blessing
didn't like
people
much, but I just really hated it.
God's still interested in blessing people.
And God
but
hates some things.
In order for him to bless us,
and
we have to abide
sin
within certain perimeters.
Moses wrote the record as God
and
revealed
keep
it
certain
to
principles.
So God
here
just reveals certain things.
Hear, O Israel,
to Moses.
Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe to do
he
it.
He wrote it down,
that it may be well with
the Jews,
and that ye may increase.
The word of the Lord,
say increase.
They preserve
mightily.
Amen.
See, again, God wants
they
people to be well. He wants
about
people
God
to increase. This
had.
Is the will of God.
That's what made Israel so unique.
As the Lord thy God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk
now,
and honey.
God
hear, O Israel,
to be that way.
The Lord our God.
He intended that they should share it.
First of all, I say here. But you know what
here.
They did?
They said God.
First thing
we've
got to
so
do
much.
Is learn to hear.
He loves us
God
so much.
God gave
he
you
must
2 years.
Like anybody else.
And one.
And that's what that's now, the way they saw it. God gave us all this stuff.
There's a principle.
He must love us more than he does anybody else. That's not the
God
way
God intends
is. That we should
he
love
hear.
You so much, he bless you so that you
twice
can share it with
much.
Somebody else.
As we talk.
Not so that you could form an exclusive club.
Have you
that's
ever been
exactly
in a conversation and somebody
amen.
Gave you their
God
name
was
you
trying
didn't get
to reveal
it.
Himself. Through his word.
You know why we're using
that
this
he gave
name?
To Moses. Moses wrote it down.
Don't you think
writing things
you know why?
Down is a good idea if you want to
we're thinking
something.
About giving
you know
ours.
I do if I want to remember something? Yeah, I'll write it down.
Uh-huh. That's right. Amen. Oh. Have you ever talked with somebody and you
amen.
Know they're not listening. They're just waiting for a chance to start talking.
That's right.
All right.
I heard about a
our husband and wife sitting on
had
the
a good
Rock
friend that was a sanguine couple. And another
and
good friend that was a sanguine.
Paul said, I think
they
I'm going to have
some ice cream.
Things.
Would you like some?
And both
he said, yeah, I sure would.
He said, Ma, he said,
don't forget to put
when one
the
would shut
on
up and the other would start talking to
chocolate.
Me about something totally different, but it didn't matter because
so
it wasn't
she said,
listening
okay.
Anyway.
He said, now, Ma, you better write it
and
down.
Then he'd be quiet and the other would start talking and it didn't make any difference because he wasn't listening anyway.
And he said, you better write it down and you'll forget.
He said, no, I won't forget. But we got to learn to hear.
She comes out.
And she's got to Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Didn't even have ice cream.
So we've got to learn.
Said, I told you, Ma, you're going to forget.
You've got to learn.
He
to
said,
listen.
You scramble the eggs instead of
listen
frying, scramble the
spouse.
Eggs instead of frying them whole.
So he forgot to
listen.
Hear them.
You better write it down. You'll forget.
Amen. It's
so God
important
wrote
to
it
to hear. Now, men
down.
Once you write it, you can't change
it. This is
right?
Not easy for us.
So he wrote it down so that we'd remember, we'd know. And thank God, you come home, you're tired.
Amen.
You've been working hard
what
all day.
What a treasure the Word
your
of the Lord is.
Your wife has been cooped up with a three-year-old.
So the revealed, the written
she's
Word of God
no adult conversation.
Reveals God to us
you can't
so that
get
we can
too deep
know
with
him.
A three-year-old.
He
or
also wrote it down
or
so that we would understand his
you
plan
mean,
of
you could just only get so far with that conversation.
His plan of reconciliation.
God
most
wanted
words
to
that she
reconcile
says, number one word
with
is
us.
No. He wanted to make things right with us.
Amen.
Don't touch that. He wanted to come to us so
leave
he
that
could
alone.
Have a relationship with
oh,
us.
That's our conversation. Oh,
amen. And then God wanted to really
so
reveal
the love of the life
himself
comes
to us
home.
So we would know him
and he's
right
tired.
Away.
He wants to get the newspaper.
Amen. That's
get a big glass
that's what
of
life's
feet.
Really about. The more
sit
you know
in his
people,
recliner, read the paper, sip his tea,
the more we reveal
ready.
Ourselves one to another.
No
am I getting fuzzy? All right.
Amen. Well, when is she going to get a chance to talk?
I hope this one's good. This may not be a good one, brother.
Amen.
Sister
and you rush through
off.
Supper. Amen. You see, you got to learn to hear. It's important. I know you're tired, but that's a sacrifice. You're the man, right? Man up. Learn to hear. Amen. And for all of us, I'd like to learn this. Here's a good prayer for everybody tonight. Are you ready?
I'm going to teach you an important prayer.
You like to.
Lord, fill my mouth. So repeat after me.
Don't raise
Lord,
your hand.
Lord, fill my mouth.
That does happen.
With worthwhile stuff.
Amen. You know, our
and help
system
me hush.
Of courtship is probably
when
one
I've
of
said
the craziest
enough.
In the world.
That's a good prayer. You remember
amen.
That.
We meet people and we date them for a little while.
And while we're dating, you know.
So, you know, you have a daily allotment of words.
Some folks
lie
to one another while they're
dating.
Oh, yeah, I like that. When you really don't.
People can only contain so much.
But you know
they
want you
to. We've got to learn to hear. And then
verse number 5 said, thou shalt love.
And you go and you act
the Lord thy God with all
thine
heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might.
And you know
we love the Lord, but we also love our
and then you get married and all of a sudden.
We married them, right?
I hate to do that.
Well, you know something I don't understand?
I know, but I
don't
really
understand
didn't.
Falling in that love.
Why did you lie about it then?
Paul and
so then you begin to reveal yourself.
He said, my wife.
And sometimes
she's an angel.
Can't take that. She's always up
if
in the
air. If you just would have been
honest
about something.
Start with.
It would have been better, wouldn't it?
So
you be
God
careful because you're an angel.
Is not, God reveals himself to us up front. He doesn't hide any great secrets.
But
from
people
us.
that fall out of
I mean,
love,
right up front,
he tells us that he hates sin.
But he loves sinners.
And so,
I mean, that's
now, let me just say
he
this.
Hide
love
that.
He doesn't
it's
hide
not
what
just
he
an
requires.
Emotion, it's also a commitment.
He said, I want you to love me with all of your heart.
It's a commitment.
All of your mind. All of
but
your
it's
soul.
Hard to love somebody
all
if all you do is see their faults.
He just, right up front, he said, and I want you to love your neighbors yourself.
There must have been something good at some time.
Right up front, he tells us that. So God tells us
there
good
some
things
reason
right up front.
That you wanted to marry that individual.
Hide a lot of things.
You saw something
and then bring
in
it in later.
And that you said, I want to spend the rest of
get into
life.
The relationship. He lets us know at the very up front part of it. Remember, Moses was leading sheep.
So why is it that we
talk about
get our eyes off of that?
A come down. He had been
and all we can see
in the court of Egypt.
Irritations.
And he had been in the household of the Pharaoh.
You start looking at others.
He had worn the best of robes, had the best of food.
Went to,
you know,
the,
that's really
to the greatest good. University.
Had a great
because
education.
You don't see the other person's
had a
spots
bright
for the most
future.
Part.
And then he cast himself with the children of Israel, and the next thing he knows is a
but if you're around them very long,
he runs for his life,
their faults.
And he finds himself for the next 40
Amen.
Years.
That's right.
Just so
herding.
We got to learn to hear,
communicate.
We got to learn to love.
Herding sheep.
What's the Bible
now
say?
Now that's a come down, isn't it?
Covers
from a prince
a multitude
to a shepherd of a bunch
of stinking sheep.
And that's where we find
if you
it.
Love somebody,
and so he, the Bible
you'll
said
put
he's,
up with
he's
the
at the backside of the desert,
close to Mount Horeb. It's a
you know how children survive,
area. And that's where he's watching
it.
Sheep. And there's so much
otherwise
going on that he sees this bush burning, and that's what he does for entertainment, look for burning bushes,
because they mess up a lot.
He sees this bush burning, and he says,
"But
cool,
you love him,
so burning.
You put up with it."
And he watches it,
and you know what?
It
you want other
up.
People to put up with it too?
So he said, wow, this is really
yeah,
nice,
do.
Huh? And he goes over close and he looks
sure
and it's
do.
Still not
burning. You want them to think it's cute like you
burning,
do.
Burning.
But it's not consumed.
And he gets close to it and all
so
of a sudden this
so
we love something multitude
sends
you.
When
you
says,
love somebody,
take you better
you, know, you can
boy,
get over some
to me,
things. You can learn
Adam
good
Bush.
Stuff. I've been herding these sheep too long.
Amen.
Yes, you can, and you work,
but
he takes his running gear off.
If one of you's
a
messy,
says, Moses calls him by name,
and the other one's a cleaning,
you're standing on holy ground.
You got problems.
And then God begins to speak to him.
It's hard to have messy.
It took Moses a long time
house.
To get to that place.
Almost
so they have to learn to work together. Neither one can have it all together the way they want it.
So
a
if you're not 80 yet,
cleaning.
There's still hope for you.
They can try, and they can improve.
Amen.
But you
just
know, they're just
listening.
Happy being messed.
If you're past
that,
you
work at
still
it.
Hope for you.
And
Moses not ever going to be able to really accept messy.
So you have to work at it.
Most of us think we're finished when we're.
But you can.
He didn't even get started.
Because love. Help get
the greatest back. Part of his life was from
Amen.
80 to 120.
Love. So we love one another. And then verse number 7 said, thou shalt teach.
Hey, there's some hope here, folks. Don't give up yet.
You just get
this
started.
This is part of a family.
Amen.
Remember
you
I told
teach.
You about a lady a few
especially
weeks ago?
When you have children.
63 years
old. The
Bible
says teach them.
Climb Mount Everest.
There's not many young
teach
folks.
Teach them diligently.
The right
60
things.
So she climbed Mount
Everest. You know, we were
she had so much fun when she was 73
that
she
I
did it again.
The little boy came home and he said
so
to mom, said,
not over
what'd
yet?
You learn today?
He said,
I learned to say,
older,
yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Don't
yes,
give
sir,
up.
No, sir.
Oh,
he said, you did?
He
said, yep.
And
greatest work.
So God can still
well,
use folks even
it,
when they're
a little
she kept
older.
Working on it.
So don't give
Amen.
Up
we
on
teach respect.
Amen. So the Lord speaks
we
to him out of the burning bush and gives him
another.
The directions that he needed to know.
Not just about what we
God
say,
told
what
him
we
what
teach.
He needed to do.
And
he got
you
his,
know,
his attention.
We're real strong on wrong actions, but we need
to
also be work on attitudes.
Amen. That was how the Lord spoke
make
to
make sure
him.
That your child has a proper attitude.
That they learn to respect their
fire can represent the glory of God.
That's right.
It can also represent
the judgment
respect.
Of God.
So it
that's
represents two things
to
us, doesn't it?
Respect for elders.
We see both of these things in the Scripture.
All others.
Sometimes,
amen.
As we've said before,
if you're prejudiced, you'll teach your children to be prejudiced.
Purifying, and fire can be destructive. I like what I heard.
If you're prejudiced, somebody probably taught you how to be prejudiced.
He said, what fire cannot destroy, it purifies.
Well, that's touchy, wasn't it?
So God sends fire
into our
lives.
Not only by what we say, but what we are.
And what it cannot destroy.
Pass it on. If you're bitter, you'll pass bitterness on your children.
So there's a good thing about fire.
If you're critical,
it's not all bad. You'll pass criticism on your children.
And he told a story.
If you're worldly,
about a Kansas
agricultural team.
Whatever you are,
that was out in the wheat fields of Kansas.
If you're godly,
when all of a sudden
teach your children to be godly,
the field caught fire.
If you're and the wind was blowing,
there was a wall of fire.
If you're faithful,
you'll
teach your children to be faithful.
And it looked like
everything that we learned to teach,
it was over.
They
didn't know what they were going to do.
We teach every day.
And he spotted every moment of every day.
The leader of the group
spotted the place.
So teaching is another important part
previously
of this. It's a
He said, follow me, and they
the right thing, and we model the right thing.
Had already been
in people's lives. And then,
it had nothing
in verse number
nothing else to consume.
13, I'm going to skip down
a little bit
for the time. I know that we're out of time.
And so the lesson was this,
go here shortly.
That fire cannot burn.
And the Bible says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shall swear by him.
That's the importance.
And you shall not go after other gods, the gods of the people,
through repentance,
which are round about you.
For the Lord thy God is a jealous God
among you.
Lest the anger of the Lord
expose yourself to God and his presence,
destroy thee from
and what the Bible calls the fire of the Holy Ghost.
The Lord said to you,
John,
we need to teach a little bit of fear.
He said, he shall baptize you
with
the Holy Ghost.
Problems and that some parents have
fire.
They want to not only be the parents,
so
when
the fire of the Holy Ghost comes in, and we repent of our sins,
you're not called to
then
be their
God
best friend.
Deals with our sins through judgment in the fire of the Holy Ghost.
And our sins are consumed
at that
and
point.
And your children do need to fear you just a little
people
bit.
That will not expose themselves to
did.
The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God,
I learned a lot of things about my mom.
They'll have
and dad.
To face fire in the future.
And I learned later
and
I slipped up. But for the most part,
I want to get mine taken care of in here now.
Paul talked about some
I knew
people.
Pretty good
he said
how
that,
far
that
I
some
could
of
go.
Us, we have sent our sins
I knew
ahead
that my dad would, in the morning, he would
and we've
holler
been made righteous by the righteousness
the
of Jesus Christ. He
and
said,
we
but others will
house.
Come bringing their sins with house. Them.
And so he'd all say,
all right,
do you
Lord,
send your sins
time to
ahead,
get out.
You repent of sin.
And, that didn't
and
mean
through repentance, God can deal with your sins. And he consumes them with the fire of his spirit.
Heavy footsteps.
And your sin is already
coming down the
dealt
hall.
With.
And you better be on the floor
and
when he got
so,
there.
So you don't have to deal with it at a
you
later time.
You might be
time.
Wiping sleep out of
God
your
has
eyes,
already but you better be up.
Things.
So God answers by fire.
So you
fire.
See how we knew.
First of all,
get up, didn't mean get up.
In judgment,
room,
as
we
talked
there,
about,
be up.
There are coming some difficult things on the earth.
You know how
what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah?
Fear.
The Bible rained. The Bible said it rained
hey,
fire
man, I
and brimstone.
But I knew
down
I better.
Cities,
because I had been introduced to the belt before that.
And they're underneath.
And I knew that that's what was waiting if I didn't do what he told me to do.
But they were consumed.
I love my dad, but I was a little cities. Scared of him.
And then the Bible also says that,
but, you know,
that he's going
over
to consume
time,
some other things.
That fear
2 Peter 3
respect.
And 12 said this, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God,
I didn't want to
when the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
So in time,
let me just give you a
love,
thought
this fear turns
today.
To respect.
Maybe it's
and God
worthy.
The same way.
Do you know what the atmosphere that we live in is made up of?
The fear of the Lord is
the beginning of
flammable gas.
We need to fear the Lord.
I'm not
Amen.
Real sure.
But at the same time, that
I'm
fear
not smart enough to
figure this out.
But I know
Amen.
That oxygen.
So then we learn to hear, we learn to love, we learn to teach.
Flammable.
We learn to fear.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So
now,
we know
do
that
this?
Oxygen can explode.
Because we're going somewhere.
We know that nitrogen.
Yeah, we are.
The gases that make
this
up
world
the elements of our atmosphere
is not my
are all
own.
Explosive.
I'm just
and yet they
passing
through. They're not
through
exploding right now.
Because my treasures
but
are laid up.
I believe that someday
somewhere
God may well
beyond
just,
the blue.
Whatever he's doing to keep
the angels beckon
things.
Me.
And
from
boom,
heaven's open
the Bible said
door.
The heavens will pass
and I
away.
Can't feel at home in this
the
whole world.
The earth.
Anymore.
And planets.
Amen. That's right.
Will be consumed.
Now on the way,
everything that's,
there's some things that we got to deal with. We got to deal
bad,
with the gods of our land.
Consumable.
We got to deal with materialism.
All
meism.
Everything on the face of the earth will just
sensuality, immorality, hedonism, fame,
be gone.
Power, money,
and
humanism, intellectualism.
That's what the Bible
false
said.
False religions,
philosophy,
to name a few. We got
to
deal with some stuff.
I guess if that's the case, then
but if
I
we'll learn
to
hear,
too concerned.
And if we'll learn to love,
because it's going to get real hot.
And if we'll learn to fear,
yeah,
amen.
About that.
There's some, we can make it through, folks.
So
we got some things we just got to
just hang on till it's all done.
Amen. Now let me.
And then
I'm going to close real
quick
here
God with these last things.
Dr. Nick,
well,
Nick
purpose
Stinnett
this,
did a study, and then the Bible talks about
he interviewed
3,000 families in 6 different nations.
The Bible said, "In death and hell were cast
out of
the lake
3,000 families.
This is the second death.
And
whosoever was not found
he
written
came
in the book
up
of
with
life
with 6 principles at all.
So there is
good family,
a lake of fire. Now this lake of fire, we
these
find
are the traits.
The beast of
the
strong
family.
Thrown in
these
there
are the traits
before the beginning of the millennial reign. And
1,000
years later,
they were committed to the family."
They were committed to the family.
So I don't want to be involved.
Amen. You got
to
be committed to the family.
But
I want
committed
to be involved in
got to be committed
in allowing my sins to go before. Got to
be committed.
So that
amen. I have
I
learned
have
this and
those
law enforcement officers know this.
Again, that's
the worst
why Jesus
thing you can
came,
do
was
get a domestic call.
The Bible said he came that we could have the
they
Holy Ghost
screaming and
hollering at
fire
one another.
When the day of Pentecost was fully
there,
come, they one accord. And suddenly,
and you're in danger.
From heaven,
trying to help.
Mighty wind.
Filled
because
all the
were sitting,
and there appeared to them
strobing
tongues like as
times
of fire.
And it's sat upon
each
of
one officer has been
and
killed.
They were all filled with the Holy
just
Ghost and began to
trying to
the
help
tongues,
separate
the
one mate from
gave
the
other. Gave them
laid hands on
so
one. The other
on the day of Pentecost, the
fire
weird
came.
I mean, people have weird
again
stuff. Weird.
Amen.
Weird
so thing. God has given us
fire
in this world
to deal
with
the
dross
committed to the
and the sin that is in our lives for the sake.
Amen. I remember
purifying.
Older couple, they've been
John the Baptist made this
years
great proclamation, saying,
they
"He that,
they said that
I indeed baptize you with the Holy Ghost and repentance.
Marriage.
He that cometh
well,
after me is mightier than I."
The wife said,
"The latch of whose shoes I were unworthy to unloose."
We said to one another,
"He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost."
We'll never say the word
the
before.
So that's the promise that he made,
and
so that's
said
what
all
this
these
is all
years
about.
Never
so fire was in the Old Testament. Fire was in the New Testament.
Thought about killing
and
him.
It's
time.
Revelation.
Never thought about
reveal two things to us about God. One is that there is a fire of redemption.
So that's a commitment. They made a commitment.
And there's a structure.
And they stuck with it.
And
good, strong
so
families
I want
spend
to be
time
involved in the fire
woo
of redemption.
Boy, that's good. We live
remember
in
the
an
Old
age
Testament
of overcommitment.
What did God do?
Amen.
Adam
it
and
bothers
sin
me. When I see moms,
the Bible says that
that all they are is taxi drivers.
He took an animal,
getting kids from one activity to the other.
Its skin,
just running
and
around,
them with the skin
and
of
they
that
never
animal.
The family never spent
well,
any time.
Well, obviously the animal had to die, didn't it?
Here's my question.
It was bloodshed.
You. If you've got your
God
kids so involved in so many
blood,
things,
no
they never spend any time with you. Where do they get?
And so
their
something had to
values
die, in order for them to be covered. So to this day, it requires blood to cover our sins. Now,
you need to
for
spend some time.
Thousands of years,
strong family,
men sacrificed
time together.
Animals.
They sacrifice spending time
bulls
together
and they sacrifice
amen
goats.
You'll learn how to
sacrifice
how to
sheep
get things
and
right
sacrifice
so you can't spend time
doves.
Amen.
And so
forbid
that's by the Bible,
everybody
but they're helping
time
people
together
that sacrifice their own
and
children.
Then a strong family has good
but none of
family
those things could atone
communication
for sin.
But when John
good
stood
family,
that day by the
they
Jordan
to
River
to one other, listen to
and
one
lifted
other
up his eyes and saw
not
Jesus,
a monologue, but a dialogue.
He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God
street
that taketh away
amen, you learn to,
the
you
sin
learn
of the world."
Until you can reach.
Amen. And when they saw Jesus come,
amen, honor
amen, that was it.
Well, I'm teaching
all
some good
of
stuff
them
here tonight.
mountains of carcasses, the rivers of blood
that
had been sacrificed through thousands
of
years.
All of us tonight,
the blood of one man did what the blood of bulls and goats and turtle doves could not do. Hallelujah. It could remove sin from all men for all time by the power of God.
Good family communication.
Now, only the blood of Jesus is efficacious or able to remove our sins today. Nothing else can do it.
That's not communication.
Thank God for the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Dictation.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm a dictator.
That flame is still burning today. It hasn't burned out.
Doesn't work.
It's still flaming.
I'm talking about
it's
a good
still
man.
Burning.
Strong.
Amen. And we're going to experience that this morning.
For a time.
There's going to be a little fire in this service, I believe. Amen. Y'all ready to crank up some fire
love
today?
In his house. He'll have resentment.
Amen. All right. Let's worship the Lord.
Like God's right here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody's got opinions.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to see all
everybody's
of
work
coming in. Amen.
We need to listen.
We're a little unbalanced.
Amen.
Here
you got things as parents.
That's all right.
Communication doesn't
praise
mean
the Lord.
That
means y'all
got to
be extra loud today, okay? That'd be
all
right.
They don't tell you what
well,
they're
I tell you
going
what. Why don't we do this? Why don't we all
you
stand?
You tell them what they're
moment,
going to do.
Get our blood flowing.
And you hear me.
Again.
You win this.
Praise
when
the Lord. I love to hear my pastor teach.
You
especially
don't wait
when it's about
12
the fire.
And then start
amen.
Tithing.
Praise the Lord. If you've
you
ever
start when they're little, 2 years old, 18 months old. Now, I'm not talking about you beat the daylight out of them. No. I'm talking about you, but you start dealing with the latitudes. While they're little. Amen. This is good stuff, isn't it? All righty. And then strong families express appreciation one to another. Express appreciation one to another. You heard about the old couple? Here's another one. The old couple sitting out on the porch, you know, and both of them, their hearing was kind of bad. You know, when you get old, that begins to happen. And so Paul turns to Ma, and he says, Ma, he said, I appreciate you. And Ma said, well, I hate you too. Yeah, we're getting back to that communication thing, you know. You got to work on that. But you express appreciation one for another. Yeah, it's important that you learn to, you know, you, now, I've touched this, but let me touch it again real quickly. And I'll take 15 minutes off my next sermon, all right? No, I won't. I'm just teasing. I'm just joking. But we've talked about this before, that as a parent, you're called to be a coach, not a cheerleader. Now, by appreciation, you know, you still have to correct. It can't be all praise. I love how you threw those peas on the floor, honey. That was great. Now, here's a spoon. Get down there and eat them. So you learn. I'm not talking about praising everything. You know what I'm talking about. There's some parents say praise everything. They're just weird. Amen. Don't praise people for wrong stuff. Children do something wrong, don't praise them. Correct them. They don't need to be praised for that. Praise them for something worthy of praise. Amen. And then, but express appreciation. You know, children, husbands and wives, one of the greatest gifts you can give, wives, the best thing you can give your kids is love for your husband. And the greatest gift a husband can give his children is love for his wife. How are they going to learn to have a successful family? They're going to see it in you. If they grew up in a home where papa loves mama and mama loves papa, they got a pretty good chance of making it. Because they'll know what love looks like. And they're going to see it in you. Amen. Another trait of a strong family is they have a strong spiritual commitment. A strong spiritual commitment. Amen. That's important that we have that, isn't it? And then the sixth one is they are able to solve problems in a crisis. When trouble comes, they're able to sit down, discuss it, solve the problem, and move on. That's what a strong family looks like. Amen. That's what a strong family looks like. Now, let me just say this. Your family is your family. It's not like anybody else's family on the planet. Nobody. Nobody has a family like your family. Your family is your family. And that's a good thing. But I have given you tonight some principles that you can use to build a strong family. And these are biblical principles. They will work. They will work. They will work. Amen. I read a story some years ago, and I'm closing with this little story here. There was a lady waiting at the airport, and she was waiting for somebody to come pick her up, and she saw this man get off the airplane and go down to the little walkway to where it is, and all of a sudden she saw this woman and a couple of kids, and when they saw the guy step off and get to the end of the walkway, they ran to him and grabbed him and started hugging him and smiling and crying and carrying on, and they were so happy. And she saw that, and she said, "My," she said, that's amazing." And she said to the man, she said, "How long were you gone?" He said, "I was gone 2 whole days." 2 whole days. And she was amazed. She said, "You know, when I get married," she said, "I hope my family's like that. I hope my marriage is like that." And he looked at her and he said, "Hey, listen to me." He said, "Don't you hope, you decide. Don't just hope, decide. This is how it's going to be." And so she stood there in amazement watching them walk off, and her riot came up, and a friend said, "What are you looking at?" She said, "My future." Amen. That's how it's got to be. Now, you can coast or you can decide. These are the things that make a strong marriage. Amen. We've got some tools. Let's put them to work. And let's build some strong marriage. Let's build a strong church. Strong families make strong churches. Strong families make strong churches. And we want a strong church. Let's stand together. Thank you so much for your time, your attention here tonight. I really do appreciate it. Amen. And I apologize, went along. Amen. But I think it was something worth talking about. And we've got some things here that'll really be beneficial to help us in our church. Amen. So let's look to the Lord right now, shall we? Jesus, we come here tonight, and we're individuals. But not only are we individuals, we're couples. Not only are we couples, we're families. And then, lastly, we're church made up of all of these groups. And so we look here tonight, and we have spoken from your word. And I pray that you will help each one of us tonight to determine, to decide that we're going to be better. We're going to be better husbands. We're going to be better wives. We're going to be better children. We're going to be better parents, fathers, mothers. We're going to be better saints. We're going to be better individuals. We're going to be better workers. Whatever relationships we have, God help us tonight that we're going to make up our mind that that some things that need fixing, it's time to get to work and let's get them fixed. Things that we don't like, it's time to start working and get them where we do like it. Amen. We can work at things and we can arrive at good situations and good, strong families. So help us, God, to be mindful of these things and help us strive for these things tonight. Amen. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us. Everything's founded on your love. Everything's founded on the principles of how you treat us. Amen. Because you love us, we can love one another. Because you're faithful to us, we can be faithful to one another. Because you're generous, we can be generous. Because you're forgiving and merciful,
we can be forgiving and merciful. Because you're gracious, we also can have grace. Help us tonight, God. We want to be like you in all of our relationships. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.